So, Cahir, it's going to be the holders, O'Donovan Rossa against Lochneil in the Senior Football Championship final this coming weekend in Ballaghy. We'll touch on Lochneil first of all. Speaking to Martin McHugh earlier this week, who's been keeping an eye on what's going on in Derry, and he said Lochneil are back. Would you be of the same feeling as that? Are Lochneil now maybe a better team than what they were when they last won the Derry title a number of years ago?
They're absolutely back, back at what they were. Whether they're a better team remains to be seen, but they're certainly playing at times a more fluid brand of football, a more open kicking game than under Mickey Moore at times. Now Mickey Moore's reign was hugely successful, won those four county titles and three Ulsters. So it was hard to argue with what he has done, and Lochneil haven't been back in a final since. Haven't obviously won one yet. And Sunday will be a very different test because Marafelt won't give Lochneil the space that they've been getting up to this point. Teams have been allowing Slagneil's forward line to run riot. They're averaging, it's crazy what they're scoring at the minute. They're running up hurling scores. They're averaging 217 a game in the championship, which is some scoring. But Marafelt won't concede 217. And the question is whether Lochneil can get to probably 15 or 16 points, so probably be enough to win the game.
Yeah. And they needed 15 points to beat Glenn in an earlier round, so they did.
Exactly. That was the marker. And that was the one real test that they've had on this run, to be fair. And Glenn, I think Marafelt will learn a lot from watching that game, from watching the way that Glenn set up and things that Glenn did. And it was funny that Glenn conceded 15 points and kept the game tight, but they did it very much in an offensive way, in the sense that, you know, the huge spaces in Glenn's defence, no sweeper. And ultimately, probably what undid them and what beat them was the fact that they left so much space. But equally, it showed that at times the best way to put Lochneil on the back foot is to go at them, and that's probably not going to be the template that Marafelt will use. There are more structured and organised and often defensive side, and they'll try and keep the game low scoring and tight.
Yeah, and Marafelt have obviously come through the rounds and have won games by low scores, as you say. But that kind of football could end up frustrating Lochneil, so it could, Karen.
Absolutely. Obviously, there's a bit of history in the fixture in a game that blew up a couple of years ago when we had an incident where Marafelt refused to come out and had all 15 inside their own 45, and then Lochneil refused to go in, and the ball ended up being walked around the middle of the field for 3 or 4 minutes at the end of the first half, and the crowd was booing and different things. But look, Marafelt stayed in that game, and they stayed in it for a long, long time, and they frustrated Lochneil for a long, long time. And I think it's without question that Marafelt are a far better side now than they were there.
Are they better than last year?
They are. I think they are. Individually, you would have to say they are, because Ryan Ferris has transferred back from Balmawiggan and is playing well. Peter Quinn played in the Dublin final last year for Thomas Davis and was asked to do, you know, all of their big man marking jobs through the Dublin Championship on Dermot Connolly and Kev McManaman and those boys. And he actually can't get into the Marafelt defence. At the minute, he's on the bench. And then Michael McAvoy, who'd be on the Derry squad, is back this year from a cruciate. He missed last year. So, you know, they've actually added three players, and they've lost nobody in terms of any significant injury. So there's no question they're a better team. They're more structured. Again, they're brilliant at the system that they play. They're so well organised, and they're just very, very hard to beat.
Yeah. If Lochneil were to get an early advantage in the game, would it, as the game develops, would Marafelt start to struggle given the way that they play the game and the tactics that they bring? Because if they have to chase it, there could be a lot of points at the back.
It's a big question for them. Nobody has yet had Marafelt chasing a game of any significance. Glenn beat them in the group stage, and that's pretty much what happened. Glenn came out of the traps, and I think we're 4-0 up in 5 minutes. And really, Marafelt never, ever looked like winning that game from there on, and it is the question, because they don't have a huge pile of natural scorers. Shane Heron is playing brilliant stuff playing in full forward most of the time. But realistically, off Brendan Rodgers, you do well on a good day to get two or three at best off Brendan Rodgers, and that's who he'll be marking. And if he can get those two or three, then Marv Vilt will feel they have a chance. If he doesn't get those two or three from play, it's where they get enough. They're averaging 110 a game, and that is around about, you know, they scored 12 points in last year's final, 110 on average this year, so that's what they score. And if they can creep that up to 14 points and keep Slack Neil, I think they'll keep Slack Neil to round that as well, 14, 15 points. So it's, I expect a very, very close game and round those markers.
Yeah. Right, if you expect a close one, who are you tipping to win it? Who do you think is going to win it, Ciar?
I've been sort of looking at it all week and going back and forward in my head. And I do think that, I mean, we haven't had a draw in Derry since 2007. In the final, and it is a very, very real possibility, probably for the first time in a long time. But if somebody put a gun to my head, I would just say Slack Neil on account of having the better forwards, and just if 13 or 14 points wins it and you're asking which team gets there first, I think Slack Neil would just about get there first.
Yeah. What happens in the event of a draw in the final? Has the rules changed for the decider, or is it a case they'll go to extra time and penalties?
No, it is extra time and penalties. I just checked it out yesterday there. It is extra time and penalties. Obviously, our county final is late in terms of what most counties have done. Derry set out to stretch the club programme as long as they could, but the offset of that is extra time and penalties. So, say a draw, it could be a draw in normal time, but they're by far the two best conditioned teams, the two fittest teams in Derry. And that was very, very evident in both their semi-finals, that they were miles ahead physically of what they were playing. And so, you know, if it's level at the end of extra time, it could well be level. Or sorry, if it's level at the end of normal time, it could well be level at the end of extra time as well. So don't rule out a shootout.
Okay then. Well, you think it's going to be a tight one on the football, senior football side of things. What about the intermediate? You did tip Steelstown and Greenlock both to progress through to the final. Is this a similar case? Is it going into the intermediate decider? Is it too tight to call?
It's very, very tight. I'll say if you'd asked most people at the outset of it who would have won it, it would have been Greenlock on the strength of their forward line. Not quite sure what happened them against Castle Dawson. They were 8 points up and looked very comfortable in the semi-final. And next thing, bang, it was a game. And they ended up, I think, having kicked 2 points later on again. The McNally kicked 2 points later on and got it back for them where they were nearly gone. Steelstown edged out Foghan Vale just about. I suppose I would have expected it to be closer of the two semi-finals, though I still would have expected Steelstown to get out of it. It's going to be a very, very, like, Balahi pitch is in great shape. It's, you know, the ball's hopping fast across the ground. It does give a wet day for Sunday, but I would expect a very fluid and open intermediate final and could be a real, real brilliant intermediate final, to be honest. It's two of the best teams we've probably seen in an intermediate final against each other for a while. And Steelstown are mad craving a championship at this stage. They lost two finals to Castle Dawson in 2010 and 2016 and have never won one. So they are absolutely mad looking one. Greenlock have been regulars in intermediate finals and sort of knocked on the door of a senior final not a couple of years ago. So they will be favourites in most people's eyes, and it's how, as with most games against them, it's how Steelstown cope with Enda Lynn and Niall Loughlin that'll probably dictate where the trophy ends up.